Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
I am 71 years old and I've been retired for about 5 years. But this year, I got a job offer that I could not refuse, so I took it. I guess you'd say I'm unretired. I've been working in Santa Rosa 4 days a week since the start of the new year, and I'm enjoying the new job, even though it's very demanding. Each Wednesday, I get to jump in my pickup and drive back to Humboldt County for 3 days. When I head north, I'm immediately merging into heavy traffic on Highway 101. It says Redwood Highway, so where are all the redwoods? But I'm happy. Why? Because by the time I get to Windsor, the traffic is better and the trees more plentiful. As cars peel off 101 each mile further north, the road opens, my spirit lightens, and the redwood trees get taller and more plentiful. At first, the Russian River is traveling south as I go north. Gradually, I enter into the Eel River watershed. The past two trips have allowed me to see this normally gentle river swell with rainwater as it rages toward the sea. I'm thrilled to see the river rise as rain falls on the sometimes arid land. And I look forward to making the trip up the Russian River and down the Eel in the months ahead as rains continue and the poppies, lupin, and mustard, and other flowers begin to bloom. By the time I enter Humboldt County, the traffic's no longer pestering. As I enter Richardson Grove and think about the redwoods along the Avenue of the Giants, eventually the south and middle fork of the Eel River merge, and the Eel becomes all the more majestic. All these familiar places trigger memories, times bicycling after a long, hot ride up and down the Wildcat and up the Mattole River. I remember pedaling onto the smooth pavement as I entered the cool redwoods of Rockefeller Grove. I remember watching my son and other friends running the Avenue of the Giants marathon a few months ago. I remember many times stopping at Dora Creek on a hot summer day to dip my toe in my favorite Eel River swimming hole. I remember when we drove all the way over Highway 20 north on 101, around all the way to Leggett, only to find that the road was blocked by a landslide. So we turned around and drove all the way back over 20, up I-5 to Reading, and back Highway 299, arriving at Eureka about 10 hours late. As I cruise up the last leg of my journey north, I pass through Scotia, Fortuna, my last glimpses of the Eel as it empties into the mighty Pacific Ocean. First glimpses of Humboldt Bay with its north and south jetties. Finally, I pull into my driveway and I find my heart filled with deepened gratitude for where I live. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.